Members of the New Order National Human Rights Organization, Cobb Immigrant Alliance, and Cobb United for Change Coalition called on current and former gang members to join them in making a change. Gerald Rose heads New Order.
We might be putting our lives on the line, but just the fact that if we don't do something, who's going to do it? You know, so I'm just glad that that we come together from the Latino community, the African-American community, the Caucasian community, let them know that this is a unity thing.
Rose is joined by Alex Guma. Guma says his sister, brother-in-law, nephews, and others were inside their Ackworth home when five men came inside.
They came in with duffel bags and zip ties, and they were ready to tie people up.
Guma says the men held a gun to his sister's head and tried to tie up his nephews. And during the ordeal, Guma says one of the home invaders claimed to belong to a gang. But he says thankfully his brother-in-law and his nephew were able to overwhelm the men with a baseball bat.
It could have been worse. It could have been my family could have got hurt, killed, or even those guys could have got hurt or killed.
Now Guma, who has already worked to turn the life of a former gang member and other troubled youth around, hopes to help others.
And it's not really about the gangs. It's really more about just giving these youth opportunities in their life to do something positive.
Cobb County District Attorney Vic Reynolds says only one suspect in the home invasion is from Cobb County, and he's unsure if any gang members were involved in the crime.
Our CAGE unit, which is our gang unit, is actively looking into that issue, and if in the end we're confident that it was gang activity, gang-related in any way, then we can address that in the ultimate indictment.
After the home invasion, all five of the suspects were arrested. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.